Welcome to today's episode, where we discuss how increased home grow limits could significantly benefit medicinal cannabis users. With proposed legislation in Minnesota aiming to expand these limits, patients may gain greater control over their treatment, reducing costs and improving access to personalized medicine. We'll explore the current regulations, proposed changes, and the potential benefits for patients. Current home growing regulations. Minnesota allows medicinal cannabis patients to cultivate up to 16 plants, while recreational users are limited to 8 plants. However, this disparity highlights the need for more equitable regulations that address the unique needs of medicinal users. Home growing offers patients the opportunity to grow specific strains tailored to their medical conditions, but current limits can be restrictive for those requiring larger supplies. Proposed changes to home grow limits. A proposed bill in Minnesota seeks to increase the home grow limits for medicinal cannabis users. Key provisions include allowing more plants per patient, easing the cultivation process for disabled individuals, and reducing the financial burden associated with purchasing commercial products. These changes aim to empower patients by providing them with greater autonomy over their treatment options. Benefits of increased home grow limits: cost reduction. By growing their own cannabis, patients can significantly lower their expenses, avoiding the high costs of dispensary products. Improved quality control. Home cultivation allows patients to ensure their plants are free from harmful chemicals, offering a more consistent and reliable treatment option. Patient empowerment. Taking an active role in their treatment can enhance patients' sense of control over their health, leading to better overall outcomes. Customization. Patients can cultivate specific strains that best address their unique medical needs, providing a more personalized treatment approach. Conclusion: the proposed increase in home grow limits for medicinal cannabis users in Minnesota represents a positive step towards enhancing patient welfare. By providing greater autonomy, reducing costs, and allowing for tailored treatment, these changes could significantly improve the quality of life for patients relying on cannabis as medicine. As Minnesota's cannabis laws evolve, these developments highlight the importance of creating a more equitable and accessible industry.